My name is Madison. This is my husband, Cameron Ropey. So we are very excited and humbled to be up here this morning, sharing with you guys what's been on our hearts and what we've been learning. So this morning, we're going to be talking about listening through prayer and through Jesus' words and teachings. So, excuse me. As many of you know, my sister and brother-in-law left for Bolivia this past Thursday to go down there to serve the people in La Paz. They left all that is comfortable. They quit their jobs. They came over. We all hung out after they both quit their jobs. And they're like, we're unemployed. And we're like, all right. And so they're really excited. They're very excited to go down there. And so I started questioning, though, like, why did they really go? Like, what made them really feel to go? But it was because God put a dream on my sister's heart and spoke to her through years of prayer. I think it's cool. Haley started taking Spanish in, like, elementary school, and that's just been a language that's always been close to her heart. And in high school, she finally felt the call to really want to go serve a Spanish-speaking country. So you could say that, if you asked her, that this was a real miracle, her being able to move down there. So all of a sudden, I found myself being the only hunter child on the continent and in the country and living in my parents' backyard. So, solid. And so my brother is also, if you don't know, he's over in Cardiff, Wales, studying to be an actor, following his dream there, trying to kind of start a campus ministry there while the nearest house church is an hour away. So again, a difficult spiritual situation, but again, an awesome miracle. So I felt like I wasn't doing enough. I didn't feel like I was good enough. So I tried to figure out, all right, Cam, where do we need to go? Like, what city, what continent do we need to go, you know, take over? And so, you know, where do we need to move to go and serve? I tried to find out what dream God had for me, what his plans were for me that would take me across oceans to serve other people. I tried to think my way through it, and I tried to demand an answer from God. But thankfully, I realized that you can't fit God into your prayers, and you can't come up with a big God-given dream overnight. Miracles don't happen like that. But God makes his mighty plans known to you, but only if you're quiet enough to hear him and still enough to listen to his voice. So in order to listen, you first have to start the conversation, right? You have to pray. And so I've been reading this book called The Circle Maker by Mark Batterson, and it's about circling your dreams and your prayers boldly, and how a bold prayer is required in order to see a miracle, and it's been really convicting. So I wanted to read a quick quote from it. It says, okay, the quote says, if you aren't desperate, you won't take desperate measures. And if you don't pray like it depends on God, the biggest miracles and the best promises will remain out of your prayer reach. But if you learn how to pray hard, God will honor your bold prayers because your bold prayers honor God. People took desperate measures to get to God, and God honored them for it. Nothing has changed. God is still honoring those who defy protocol with their bold prayers. God is still honoring those that pray with audacity and tenacity. So when's the last time you prayed with audacity and tenacity? I've been really convicted by this and convicted by my sister's bold, tenacious, and audacious prayers. Haley and Zach prayed boldly and listened to God and heard his voice directing their steps. All we need to do is have faith to pray boldly, then have patience to sit quietly and listen. In John 10, Jesus talks about how he is the good shepherd. In verse 27, he says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. So listening to God takes time and work, and you have to give up control. That's the hardest part. You can't tell the difference between Satan's voice or God's voice or any other voice unless you really just are spending time with God and really praying bold prayers to him. So when I call my grandma, she doesn't have caller ID or anything. She knows it's me because she knows me. We spend time together. We're close. But again, you won't be able to tell the difference between God's voice if you don't know him and if he doesn't know you. So at the end of the day, I realize through prayer, I'm exactly where I need to be. I'm here in Roswell, Georgia to serve the Northview Church in whatever way I hear God calling me. But if the time comes and I hear God telling me to go to some far off land or go do something based on faith, then prayerfully I'll have the heart of Mary and I'll respond like she did, I'm the Lord's servant. Because I'll have been listening to his voice and praying with desperation the whole time, and so I'll be confident that it's him.
Good morning. You can go ahead and turn to Matthew 13. So we're talking about listening, but listening is actually a pretty difficult thing to do if you really think about it. Hearing is easy, but listening is challenging. Truly listening, not just acknowledging, not just preparing a response to someone while they're talking, not just ignoring what they're saying, any of those things. Those are, we hear things, but we're not really listening, right? To give you an example, so this is actually something that happens probably more frequently than I'd like to admit at our house, but Maddie was leaving the house yesterday and tells me as she's leaving, hey, I fed the dog, we're good, I'm gonna go. Now, what do I call her to ask her 5 minutes after she's gone? Hey, did you feed the dog, right? I don't know if you guys can relate to these kinds of events. This is a combination of being distracted and forgetful and who knows what else. And she's like, Cameron, I literally just told you that I fed the dog. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Right? But I heard her, right? I even said, okay, I acknowledge. Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah. But I wasn't listening. Right? Yeah. We're working on it, right? But listening is really challenging, right? To bring it, listening is very challenging, truly listening to one another. I mean, look at the news, look at all this stuff, right? People do not listen to each other. And so I don't think we should be surprised that we find ourselves having trouble listening to God, listening to the voice of Jesus. So I know for me, growing up in church and being a Christian for, I guess, 9 years or something like that now, it can be hard to come to the Bible and come to the words of Jesus with a humble, with an open mind, and to really just ask God, what are you trying to say to me? Just to come to these stories and these teachings and to say, what is it that I'm trying to get from this? And so for me, I found a lot of learning in the parable we're about to read now. So if you go to Matthew 13 and verse 1, it says, that same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat, sat in it, and while all the people stood on the shore. So to paint the picture, Jesus gets into a boat, right? He comes off from shore just a little bit. And as you know, sound carries over water pretty well. So everyone's on the shore, and you can think of it as kind of like a bank in front of him. So he has this natural amphitheater. He has this huge crowd of people. You have people there that are following him, his disciples. You have people there who are questioning him, the Pharisees. You have people there who are curious. People that just found themselves there. There's tons and tons of people. So in our minds, in our American, get to the point, efficient, let's go do something minds, we think, okay, Jesus, here is a perfect time. It's the beginning of your ministry. Like, let them have it. Let them know what you're about. You got to teach them what's going on. The kingdom of heaven is coming, right? We've got to have this conversation. We've got to let them know what's going on. But Jesus doesn't say that. He says, so a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they were withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. So other seed fell on good soil where it produced a crop 160 or 30 times what was sown. Whoever hears, let them hear. Can you imagine this? Like, you're sitting around, you're like, all right, Jesus, what's the deal? And he says, so a farmer. You'd be like, what? What is this guy talking about? But it's genius, right? Because the people who heard his voice were those who were listening. And the people who did not, the people who said, what is this guy talking about, were the people who are not listening. So in a way, he was telling them who was going to listen to him in the first place through the things he was telling them. It's pretty amazing. But as Americans, I think we can value something different than that. And I think Jesus consistently comes and he just refuses to fit into the molds that we create for him. Yeah. I think he did that back then. I think he does it now. And I think that people have always had to fight with listening to him, and he makes you do the work of listening. We want someone to tell them, like we're used to sermons, we're used to someone coming up and, all right, give me my 3 points, let's move on. And he makes you do the work of listening because he knows how hard it is for us to listen. So he asks you to engage with him and to do the work of listening. So he calls us to think in this example, what soil are we? Are we the open, receptive soil? Because that's the soil that receives the word of God in the seed, right? And grows into a crop. Are we receptive to Jesus' words and his teachings? Through prayer, through scripture, through our interactions with each other, through the movements of the Spirit, whatever it is. God has multiple ways of communicating with us and getting us to understand his will for us. But we live in a noisy world. Very noisy. Lots of voices, lots of opinions. Facebook, 24-hour news cycles, notifications on your iPhone, whatever. There's so much going on. And so I think it's easy for us to have one of two responses. I think for some of us, it's easy to hear all the voices and to say, okay, there can't be any right answer then. There's too many answers. There's too many things going on. So it's all relative, and who cares? So I'm just going to accept everything, right? And the other response is, you know what? I'm pretty comfortable with what I know about Jesus right now. I'm pretty comfortable with what I know about God. So I'm just going to... Too much noise. Too much. I don't like this. This is uncomfortable. But I think we need to come back to trusting that we know the voice of the shepherd. We have to listen for God's voice. And it can come in places that are uncomfortable. It can come in times that are noisy and everything else. But when you hear through the noise the voice of Jesus, if you know that voice, you can hear it. We don't have children. It'll be a while. I can imagine that as a parent, if there's noise everywhere and you hear your child's voice, it's like, there's my child and I can hear them. And so with Jesus, it should be the same, right? We have to trust that God is okay with us opening up our ears to what's around us, to each other, to the word of God, and to continue to push to be humble and receptive in the good soil. To listen to the good shepherd. So right now, as we go into communion, and as we think about Jesus and his teachings and his word and what he called us to do, I challenge us to ask ourselves, am I listening? Am I listening? Am I the receptive soil, humbly and openly listening to the voice of Jesus, whether that's through my prayers about where I need to go or what I need to do, whether that's through scripture and learning about Jesus and who he is and what he wanted us to be and what he wants us to do, whether that's through our communications with each other, right? We know that the word of God is in this Bible, but it's also shared between each other, right? And also through the Spirit, right? Through the movements of the Spirit in our heart. Are we listening to the voice of Jesus? So during this communion time, I really want us to think about that and to maybe take some time just to listen. Just to listen. What is Jesus trying to tell me? But also in our week and in our life, am I listening to the voice of Jesus? Let's pray.